And we're talking budget. I think that it's really important to think about knowing what you do spend. One thing I do is I always have a bit of a clean out of the fridge before I go shopping, because otherwise you end up buying something that you've already got. You're replicating foods and you haven't even used the other one. So always think about doing that. A bit of a shuffle around in the freezer. I know that's a bit of a pain, but I think it's a good idea. I noticed in one of the free supermarket cookbooks this week, they had one protein, which was a roast, and I was assuming that they're wanting you to buy their roast, but you can cook your own roast. But then they used the leftovers as a curry, as a ragu with the pasta, and then as a sweet and sour dish, which they used a pork in that instance. And I must say that I like cooking like that, because one pan or one thing can just make multiple dishes. Mince has always been a fantastic thing. Whether you use mince, whether you use tofu, whether you use mushrooms, whether you use beans, but it just works wonders. Children, I personally think that you've got to give them a few goes. You've got to keep the meals that they can actually choose what they want to have in there, but at the same time, make it interesting and let them try things, because if you don't give them a go at trying, they'll become those children who will only eat two items on a plate, which I would imagine would be very frustrating. You've got so many different minces. Like meatballs are fantastic because, number one, they go into pasta. Number two, they go into the lunchbox. You can squash them down, put them into a bread roll and put some grated cheese in it, and Johnny's got lunch. The same mixture can become that meatloaf. So once again, let's talk about that bulk with that, because if you've got, say, a couple of kilos of mince, you can make a couple of dishes out of that. Lasagna, you can make a really good sauce. Lamb koftas. I love using a lamb because I think you can put a lot of fresh herbs in there, like lots and lots of parsley and coriander, even with your cracked wheat, to extend it. But the lovely thing about using those flavours and those Middle Eastern flavours is the accompaniment that goes with it. Some really good flatbread, some good sides, some good roasted veggies, which all of a sudden become the basis for the lunch for tomorrow. And beans, I think that's wonderful. Chicken mince, I love the fact that that becomes something that you can add lemongrass, you can add grated ginger, garlic. It becomes something that becomes a soup, it becomes a curry, and it's just damn delicious with rice and just a few other little accompaniments. I love sides. I think sides, whether it be a chutney, a relish, or just a yogurt. Just recently I did a dish, and beside it, I did a chicken baked over the top of a lot of veggies, which I'll talk about a little later in the show. But I made a really lovely dressing where I used some yogurt, natural yogurt, and some really great mango chutney that I'd made, and just put that in there with a lot of fresh herbs. And those little sides just extend, but they make it yummy and they make it more tasty. Another thing I notice are, trends on Instagram and things, which is just great for inspiring you. I mean, I love watching those sort of shows. People making really good spicy minces and pressing them onto a tortilla and grilling them. And then, of course, you flip them over and then you fill them with all the different sides. So if you do a Taco Tuesday or a Tortilla Tuesday, you've got a really good basis. Even using the taco shells for quiches, taking that potato wedge from, rather than just a bagged potato that you bought in the supermarket, jazz it up a little bit, do some garlic on there, some grated parmesan, use a sweet potato, which are not expensive. When you're doing mash, do some additives, add some, braised leek or some kale or, cabbage, cheese. And these just extend and make food a little bit more exciting, because no use eating unless it's going to be pleasant. I'll talk about tray bakes very shortly.